and jumped the rope. And
you did that not long ago.
And we went to country dances. They had didn't have a regular dance hall when I was a young girl, in the 16s, you might say, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But we had a friend that had a store, and they had this house that they would put their hay and bales of hay, you know, around the sides of it. Well, we had two old colored men that would come and play the banjo and guitar, you know, for us, and the girls would sit upon these bales of hay. That was the only chairs there was the bales of hay. And we had good times. And that's where I met my husband.
How did you meet your husband?
Well, he had came with a different group of boys, and there was three of us girls sitting on a bale of hay. And he always was a little nosy, and so he kind of put his head in the window and look and see who was around, you know. So he called one of the boys. He says, "Who's that girl sitting over there?" Yeah. And so they said, "Well, come on in. We'll introduce you to the girls." Mm-hmm. So the girl was me.
Mm-hmm.
That's very rare that things happen like that. Uh-huh. But the first time he saw me, why, he wanted to know who I was. So from then on, why?
He found that.
We married. He went to war, of course, and that was quite a few years between.
How old were you then when you were married?
What did you say?
How old were you when you met your husband?
18. 18? If you want to know how old I am now, I'll tell you, I'm proud of it. I'm 80 years old.
I see.
Last March.
That's right. Been around quite a long time. Do you remember I guess you must have been a very young girl then, but there was a big fire here.
Yes, I remember that fire. I was very, very young. We looked on our back, we were on our back porch and looked up and we could see the flames. Mm-hmm. That was in 1901.
Do you remember how long the fire lasted?
Well, it burnt for days, because it burnt up as far as First Street. Everything in a radius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the farm that you lived on?
The farm? It was just a small farm, I would describe it. Mm-hmm. A small country farm.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of buildings did you have?
Well, we had a nice house. We had a two-story house mm-hmm. with five bedrooms, because there was four girls and my mother and father, and my grandmother lived with us sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we were right, about three blocks from the Catholic Church mm-hmm. and the convent and the boarding school for the boys. And so being Catholics, that made it very convenient for us.
Mm-hmm. How did you heat your house then? Mm-hmm. How did you keep your house warm?
We had two fireplaces. One was in this end of the house, in the living room, as we called it, mm-hmm. and the other was in the dining room. Mm-hmm. And there was a hall between that, and then the kitchen stove. Well, later on in life, we got all burners.